Good morning. The apartment.
Hello, this is Brad. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I need to let you know of this issue. We had kind of a sinkhole happen in our bedroom.
Which apartment are you in, Brad?
I don't know. I just sleep on the couch. But what I'm saying is we had the sinkhole in the bedroom. So we pulled up the carpet, and there's kind of like some space underneath the apartment. There's like a large room.
Okay, who is the tenant that we're talking about?
Steve.
Who lives there?
Steve.
Pardon me?
Steve. His name is Steve, but I just sleep on the couch.
Well, you're not the tenant, and I need to know which apartment you're talking about. Go to the front door and tell me the number on it.
53. But I'm in the bedroom right now. I'm working on, I'm building a staircase down into this room that we've discovered.
Okay, 53. We don't have anyone living in 53.
Oh, it's...
Are you sure you got the right apartment complex?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the one on Lane.
Okay, I need to talk to the... what is the Steve's last name?
It doesn't matter. I don't want you to come over
or
anything.
Yes, it does matter, because you're not the tenant, and he needs to call me and tell me which apartment he's talking about.
You are being a huge jerk. I'm just trying to explain things to you, you big jerk.
He's got a sinkhole in the bedroom, a large hole. It's got, you can see the room downstairs, but he says he lives in 53. He can't possibly live in 53, because it's empty.
Is it 51, then?
Oh, is Steven... He's on the couch. He's not... and I'm being a jerk because I'm not listening to him. I need to know the apartment number, please.
Okay, well, stop being rude and talking to other people while you're on the phone with me. I think
go to the front door and tell me the number on the door.
Oh, look, it's 51. I'm sorry. I thought it was 53.
Okay, 51. So you're not the tenant there. Maureen is the tenant. Marlene, I forgot.
No.
I think that's her first name.
Marlene, that's
so
Steve's
you're
wife.
You're telling me
that's Steve's girlfriend.
That there's a hole... That's a hole going down. I'll have to come up and look at it.
No,
okay?
No, you're not allowed to come in. I'm not inviting you over. That's not what this call's about.
Well, if you've got a problem with that apartment, if it's an emergency, we have to go in, whether you're inviting us in or not.
It's not an emergency.
So what is her phone number?
Look,
what is her phone number that I can call her?
This hole happened over a month ago, and we've been exploring the caves underneath the apartments.
You know, and you're not being you're not being you're not telling me what I need to know.
Okay,
what kind of hole are you talking about?
It's about
and where is it?
It's about 3 foot by 6 foot. It's in the front bedroom. And
well, there's only one bedroom. There's a living room and a bedroom.
Well, I consider the living room my bedroom because I sleep on the couch.
Well, I didn't. You know, people can't just come here and live without me knowing that they're living here. She's the tenant in that apartment, not you.
Well, I've been here a month now. I need to find out, first of all, do we pay for water? Or
I need to talk with her. I need to talk with her. She needs to call me. But we do need to come up and look at what you're talking about, because if that's a hole, that's an emergency.
No, it's not an emergency. It's been here a month. There is a large cavernous area.
I'm going to let you talk to our main office.
All right. They'll be more reasonable than you, probably.
I would like to know what apartment you're in. 51?
51, yeah. I have to do all this again?
Yes. And you'd better get out of there. You're trespassing. I am from the main office, and I'm here right now, and we are going in. It's an emergency. You have a hole.
That's not an emergency.
What you say.
It's been here a month now. And we're exploring the cave.
What kind of a hole is it?
There's caves underneath. I think this used to be an entrance, maybe. But there are caves underneath. We've built a stairwell that leads down to the cave now inside of the bedroom. I've been hired by Marine to do this work. So I'm not trespassing.
You're in number 51.
Yes.
I've got to go and see it immediately because I'm the one who orders repairs.
Okay, ma'am, I need to explain something to you. I am now the head of an archaeological dig team, and we've registered with the state of Nebraska already. I mean, the state of California, and you're not allowed to come in here. This is officially a dig site, and it's protected by the state of California.
Where are you digging?
Well, there's caves underneath. There's lots of skeletons and skulls and stuff.
There are not caves underneath this apartment complex.
Oh, there definitely are, because
what is the name of the complex?
We've been exploring them for over a month now. I don't know why you're yelling at me. No. She's hung right up. I'm going to call them back.
Good morning, College View Apartments.
Hi, that lady, that mean lady, she hung up on me. I was in the middle of telling her something.
Well, if you weren't telling her anything she needed to know, that's the reason why she stopped talking to you.
Well, she asked me a question, and I answered it, and she hung up.
Yes, we can go in.
No, she absolutely cannot go in. And she doesn't have any rights to come down into the caves, because I've registered it.
I think that you're mentally ill, is what I think, because...
Because what?
We have no caves.
There are caves.
We just have no caves here.
You just didn't know where the entrance to them was, but our bedroom started sinking because of the faulty, you know, cheap wood that you used on our floors.
Okay, I'm going to have to hang up also, okay?
Why?
Thank you.
Why? You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 594, and today is November 14th, 2019. I'm your host, Brad. Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by Synthhead, Rhino Knife, Anigal 009, Timothy L., and Ryan Jardina. Those are all supporters on the Patreon and the New Project 2 and whatever else you can support the show on. There's also a few new people who've been supporting the show, like Tyler E., Mark H., and Nico. Welcome back, Nico. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Also, thanks to a few people who have sent me things in the mail over the years. I don't always remember to say thanks for that stuff, but earlier this year, somebody sent me a Kanye West Owes Me $300 book. It's a book by Jensen Karp, otherwise known as Hot Carl, which I guess I've mentioned on some shows that I used to be a big fan of Hot Carl, and maybe I mentioned this book on a Hang Up the Phone show. I can't remember exactly why I would get this book, but I haven't read it yet. I'm still planning to read it. It's been sitting here waiting for me to read, and that was sent to me from Aaron in Ohio. Thanks, Aaron. He says, "Hi, Brad. The recent Natalie calls made me think of this book." Oh, yeah, because I always play the Natalie thing when I talk to people called Natalie. You know, the very obscene Natalie song. So thank you, Aaron, for this Jensen Karp book. And a couple weeks ago, I got a belt buckle in the mail from Ghoul. He says he found it in a pawn shop and thought of me. Thanks, Ghoul. It's a belt buckle that has a 1969 bell symbol on it, just like the one tattooed on my arm. I don't know if I have a belt that would fit something like this, but I definitely need to get one now. You know, it's not like I tuck my shirts in. I'm a big fat slob. I just wear t-shirts and no belt ever. But maybe this will convince me to start wearing belts, or maybe I just mount this on my bulletin board or something, because it's cool. It's round. It looks like a big bell coin. But thank you for that, Ghoul. I appreciate it. Did I ever mention that Great Big Pete sent me a fish? An Amazon fish? It's like one of those old Billy Bass fish that mounts on your wall and sings dumb songs to you. But this one hooks to my Amazon Echo thing. I'm not saying her name. I'm being nice, because I hate when that happens to me. And every time I talk to my Amazon Echo thing, the fish turns its head toward me and moves its mouth. It's pretty weird. I have that hanging in my kitchen right now. I know I showed that off on a video a couple months ago on my personal YouTube. And then, last but not least, yesterday in the mail, I got this thing called a TC Helicon Perform V, which is basically like my Roland VT3. It's like a Carol machine, but it just does different things. I haven't really messed around with it a whole lot yet, but holy shit, thank you, Audi Love, for sending this to me. That was really nice of you. It was on my Amazon wish list, and I was sort of considering buying it for myself, but never got around to it. Next thing I know, Audi Love sends it to me. And I've hooked it up alongside the VT3. It does a bunch of weird effects with reverb and echo, and it does pitch stuff. I haven't played around with it a whole lot yet. Like, it does this thing, whatever this is called. It sounds pretty cool. I don't know what's in these other presets. Here's number two. Sounds like bubbles or something in the background. And here's number one. That sounds kind of like the first one I was using. I don't know what the hell to do with this thing, but that was really nice of you to get this for me, Howdy Love. probably the most important thing about this device is that there's a button that I can hit here and quickly go, science,
science, science, science.
Because, you know, you got to have, button ready to press at a moment's notice. So just thank you, everybody, for sending me gifts and stuff and just supporting the show and doing everything that you all do to make this show so much more awesome than it normally might be, like sending in music to me and prank ideas and lists and stuff. I better stop talking now. I'm just going to break down in tears. You know how emotional I am. But I have some fun stuff planned for today. Let's not even play a thing before the pranks. Let's just get right into it. Here's some phone calls.
This is Leslie.
Hey, Leslie. This is Roy, your neighbor.
Roy, my neighbor?
Yeah.
Two doors down?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm sorry to be calling you like this. I was just hoping... Could you stop liking all of my Facebook photos? Because my wife's getting upset about it.
I don't even know who you are on Facebook.
Two doors down.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Roy. Let me go to my Facebook. Do you know my name on Facebook?
Leslie.
Okay, I don't usually like people's photos.
Well, I know you're not liking them. You're hearting them, and that's weird. That's just making it weird. No. I mean, you're a nice person and okay. Everything. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just my wife's the jealous type. And you're
Roy?
You're liking everything.
Let me figure. I want to make sure because there is a conversation I saw on Facebook between me and someone else that I never had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make 100% certain that it's the right person because I don't like people's pictures.
Yeah,
ever.
you've been hearting them instead of liking them. You've been hearting them all.
Oh,
and then
okay,
and then you're
so
and then you're
scary.
You're typing like ooh, you're typing sexy and stuff like that.
Never.
And my wife's just. I mean,
no.
You know,
I've
you know
never done that in my life. You're. Okay, this is the weirdest thing. Okay, so what is your name, Roy? What?
Roy is your bell. I mean, you know, I'm married, right? Yeah, I'm always posting pictures of my kids and wife and stuff, and you're heart and everything.
Roy, it may not be me. I don't heart. You're talking about Facebook,
yeah,
not Instagram.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. You're my neighbor. I've seen you post pictures here in the neighborhood and stuff. We just, I just live, you know, just a little ways from you.
Okay. No, I have no problem, but this is the thing. I'm rarely on Facebook. I only like people that I know. I'm just going to make sure.
Well, it's okay that we're friends and everything. I don't mind that. I'm just saying, you know, like you're just hearting all my photos.
This is the thing, Roy. There's more to this. There's a woman that I worked with that has a Leslie Facebook page that is not me. I would never in my life put ever. Not one. I've never done that.
Does she actually have the same name as you?
No. She has a fake account.
Oh, would she make a fake account of you?
Because we were on the TV show together and she's a freak.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
So my picture
it has
oh my God, this is so scary. This is really, really scary.
Yeah, I just thought you were my neighbor and had a crush on me or something. I've been looking at you weird all this time. Which TV show were you guys on together?
Sorry, where do you live? What town do you live in?
I'm same as you. I'm in on Drive.
Okay, I'm not in.
You're not?
I live in Houston.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, wait, no, I called you on your 951 number.
Yeah.
Well, this is even weirder then that you'd still be, you know,
I did
hurting
live
all my
there.
Photos.
No, I did that.
I
have never. So, Roy, I just want to look. Okay, well, then just send me. So I don't know how to do this. I need to know if you could screen grab anything that I like through yours.
Okay.
I would never.
Oh, you were
ever.
You're more like like a bunch of M's.
Oh God, I've never done that ever in my life.
And,
because first of all, I think that that's gross.
Yeah.
I was flattered. So Roy. Oh God, sorry, it wasn't me.
Yeah, well, but, no, I'm happily married. It's not fine.
Me, so it's just, you know, Roy. I am not making this up. Is it Roy?
Yeah, Jurbel.
Brooke?
That's crazy that there's a girl with your same face.
No,
you should report
that. I want to get to the bottom of this. There's another person that has a website called Leslie, and they post the weirdest stuff and pretend to be me. And Facebook said there's nothing they can do about it. So,
well, I'll report it for you.
I'm just going to see if we're even friends on my Facebook.
I'm going to report it. I'm going to find that thing and I'm going to report it for you. And maybe we'll get it taken down. What show were you guys on together?
Big. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I've never watched that before.
Roy, how do you spell your last name? I'm just going to see if we're even friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's G as in Nat, E as in I, R as in R.
G as in...
Nat.
Okay, but Matt starts with an M.
Hold on. Oh, no, Nat, like the little insect. Hello? Well, darn it, I had to end that one because I was receiving a phone call that I had to take, so I just kind of hung up on Leslie, and I'm trying to look up this show now, but I can't find it. She did say, right? That's weird. She's being harassed and stuff. Oh, geez, here she is on Dr. Phil talking about looking for love, and I see two pages with the Facebook page name, she said. I think I'm going to bleep all this out, because I know you guys, you're just going to fuck with Leslie. And yeah, I think I can spot the fake one. They're talking shit about her. That's so weird. There's two of them here. I think this other one is the real one. Maybe. Anyway, who cares? That was an idea from Gad. He wants me to call people as their neighbor and accuse them of liking my Facebook post too much. And to list the weird things I posted and say, I mean, what do you even like about that? Oh, that's a good idea. I could post, like, super depressing stuff and be like, why are you hearting that? That's rude. Hey! Well, this lady keeps hanging up on me. Hello? Hey, Majory, it's me. It's your neighbor.
I don't know you. Hey, boss.
Hey, jeez. How does she know she doesn't know me? She's not even talking to me.
Hello?
Hi, Chris?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy, your neighbor.
I live
down the street from you. Hey, I was wondering, do you think you could stop liking all my Facebook posts like that?
I'm liking your Facebook posts?
Well, I mean, not. I'm not trying to like chase you off entirely. It's just my wife's getting really jealous because you just keep hearting everything and liking everything.
You're kidding. I don't even know who you are, to tell you the truth.
Oh, it's Roy. You added me on Facebook a while back.
I don't think I did.
No, you definitely did. You live just down the street from me. I recognize your house from the Facebook photos. I'm here in
that
park.
Wow, that's weird, because I don't even know who you are, to tell you the truth.
But what are you liking all my stuff for?
I'd block it. I don't even know who was on there.
I don't want to be rude.
Don't be rude. Just block it.
I don't want to be rude. That's rude.
Well, no, it's not, because I don't even know anything about you, so just block it.
Well, like, why don't you just stop, like, hearting all my posts like that? That's the only thing making my wife jealous.
My
husband says but he says it's on Facebook. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I don't even know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, so you're married? Does your husband know that you're, like, hearting all my posts like that?
I don't even know what you're talking about. This is something weird.
This
doesn't sound right.
No, I guess probably
just block it if it's true, because there's nothing going on. My husband's right here. There's nothing going on.
Well, it sounds like maybe you're just afraid to say anything because your husband's in the room.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi, Julie?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy down the street from you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Where down the street?
I'm in the blue house, you know, just like a block away.
Well, don't really know, but what can I do for you?
Well, I mean, I know that you know my dog died last week.
No, how would I know that?
Well, because on Facebook, I posted about it, and you liked the post.
Okay, well, then I didn't even realize that you were my neighbor, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Well, I just wanted to say that was a little...
What's your last name, Roy?
Jurbel. I was just wondering why you would like that post. I mean, it's almost like you're saying you liked that my dog died.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would never do that. I don't, maybe, I don't even remember that post.
I thought maybe it's...
How did you know my phone number?
It was on your Facebook. But I thought maybe it was because you're, maybe because my dog was barking at you that one time.
I wonder if you have me mixed up with somebody. I really can't place you, and I don't know of your dog, and I don't remember posting it. If somebody's dog night, I would only post that I was sad. If I put a happy face, I must have done it by accident and meant to put a tear. I have no idea of that post. What's your last name? I'm going to look it up.
Zerbel. I live here on Drive, too, though, just a block away. And I think I remember my dog barking at you a few years ago. I thought maybe that's just why you're saying you liked that he died.
Oh, my gosh. I am stunned I'm speechless. I would never be glad somebody's dog died, and I have no memory of even anybody's dog barking at me. I'm so sorry your dog has died.
That's a relief. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to clear the air and make sure you weren't happy that my dog died. That's all.
For heaven's sake. I am curious, though. I know my number is not posted on Facebook, so I wonder how you got it.
No, it was on your profile. Everyone has to give their number to Facebook.
No, they don't.
Uh-huh. Well, I have, a hacker program that uncovers numbers when they're hidden.
So that's why, then.
Yeah, maybe I just saw it that way. I don't remember. I can't really tell if I'm supposed to see stuff or not. I just see everything. It uncovers all the...
How do you spell your last name? G-E-R...
Yeah, it's G as in Nat...
And Z is in what?
G is in net.
Okay.
And then E as in I, R as in R, you, listening.
Yeah.
B as in B, B, mm-hmm. Q, I as in I-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, L as in L, O-L.
Okay. I thought you said Zerbel, like Zerbel. It's
What do you have written there?
Well, didn't you say your name was...
Zerbel. It's French. What do you have? What letters do you have written down?
Gerubquil. That makes no sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I must... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just... Believe me, I am... the most kind-hearted person you would ever meet. I love dogs.
I thought so.
I have no memory of anybody's dog barking at me. And you have my deepest sympathy that your dog has died. And
you don't remember it barking at you? You were like kicking dirt in its face.
What? How long ago was that?
Oh, it was like over a year ago. I thought that was you. Maybe it was somebody else.
No, it was not. Believe me, I would remember that. That was not me. I've never had an incident like that in my life.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad.
And are you sure that it was me that posted what you're thinking? Because I don't even. So we're friends on Facebook. I don't even remember your name at all.
Roy, R-O-Y. Yeah. You like my posts all the time. Like according to my wife, a little bit too much, to be honest.
Just spell your name again for me. I'm going to look you up. G, it starts with G, like go, right?
No, G is a gnome.
Well, that's an odd way to say it. It's the letter G. I need to know the letter. So it's G.
G is a gnome. E is an S, A.
G-E-S?
No, E is an S, A.
Oh, S-A, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Then R is an R, Wanda.
Okay. Yeah.
B is in Bjork.
Okay.
You know the singer. And then I is in myself, and L is in 50.
Okay, you have an interesting mindset. I got it. Okay. All right. So it looks like Gerbil, really, right?
Yeah, like the little furry animal.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, well, anyway, best to you.
Okay, thank you. It's not totally your fault, but thank you so much.
How is it my fault at all?
Well, just the whole dirt. Anyway. The whole dirt kicking thing a few years ago.
Well, I'm sure that was not me. I would never do such a thing. I don't remember that at all.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking that was you. I think that maybe that was somebody else.
It was. I'm sure it was. Okay. Yeah, all right. Bye bye then. All right. Good night. Bye,
honey. That's awesome. I got complimented on my unique phonetic alphabet. It's not every day that happens. Thanks for that, Julie.
Hello?
Hello, Jean?
Yes?
Hey, Jean. It's Roy from down the street, your neighbor.
Okay.
I was wondering, how come you keep liking all my posts on Facebook?
What?
You just keep liking everything I do. It's like you go through and you're going back to stuff I posted 7 or 8 years ago and liking all that. I just didn't know what was going on. Do you do that to everyone?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even look at Facebook.
Well, you look at my Facebook because you keep liking everything.
No, I don't. How'd you get my phone number?
It's on your Facebook.
What?
It's on your profile on your profile on Facebook.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think of that band playing in the background right now. That's is it Atmosphere?
I don't know. It has to do with a movie.
Yeah, that's definitely Atmosphere. That's great. I've never heard them played anywhere else except on my own Spotify. Sorry. Got all a little sidetracked there.
I'm sorry that you're getting anything on your Facebook because it's not from me.
Well, no, it has to be. It's your name. Who else would friend me that's here in the neighborhood that has your name?
I have no idea, and I don't know where you are in the neighborhood.
I'm like a block away in the blue house.
Okay. I don't know that. There's no blue houses here.
Well, when I say blue, I'm colorblind. You know, it's like more of a...
okay, I'm going to hang up because I don't know who you are.
Okay, well, just stop liking my post. I've played that song on this show before. I'm pretty sure it's Atmosphere. And now I want to know what show she was watching. I should have asked that. Here, let me try her back.
This is Jean. Leave a message.
Damn it, Jean. Now we'll never know. I've only known one other person in my entire life that knows who Atmosphere is. I didn't think they were big enough to be on a TV show.
Hello?
Hello, Ronnie?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. Live down the street from you. Hey, I was wondering, could you stop liking all of my wife's Facebook posts and all her pictures?
Okay.
I know she posts, sexy pictures and stuff, but it's just weird that you keep hearting them all and be like, and stuff.
Okay. I don't remember liking any... marginal pictures. So,
well, you're calling my wife marginal? You're calling my wife marginal?
No. Excuse me. Please let me explain. I don't remember liking any pictures of an individual woman.
Oh, you're liking not an individual one, just a lot of them, a whole bunch. It's weird.
Okay.
It's getting weird.
Give me the site and I'll click on to it. What's the name, please?
Well, it's Facebook. You guys are Facebook friends, which is weird enough. Okay, you're not even Facebook friends with me.
Okay, what's her name?
Carol.
Carol.
Yeah. It's no. I'm not trying to cause troubles or anything. It's no big deal. It's just so weird.
Okay.
Stop.
What's the last name, please?
Gerbil.
G-E-R.
Yep.
B-A-L?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'll stop. Thank you.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
I don't remember having a Carol Gerbil on my list, but I'll certainly check and I'll stop.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like a personal thing then? You just kind of like all the women and you're like, and...
No, I don't do that. Ronnie... The guy who looks like he's skiing? Is that the Facebook you're referring to?
Yeah, that's the one. We're neighbors. I live just down the street from you.
Well, you live in...
Yeah, yep.
Okay. I'll stop. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Well, have a nice Bye-bye. Night. I didn't know what to say to him. He seemed actually kind of worried. You know, I don't want to be threatening or anything. I don't want him to think I'm going to come and kick his ass because he's liking all my wife's photos as much as I want to.
Hello?
Hello, Ralph?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from down the road a bit. Your neighbor?
Roy.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering, do you think you could stop liking all of my wife's Facebook posts? You keep hearting all her pictures. It's weird. Like, you're going back and hearting stuff from, like, years ago.
Roy.
Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
Carol.
Carol what?
No, who. She's a person. It's not what, it's a who.
I know. I don't even know if she's a friend on my Facebook.
Oh, no, she is. I've seen you on there. We're all friends. I was weird and I was getting all jealous and stuff and I was just hoping you could, I mean, at least.
Where do I know you from?
Well, I live down the road from you. I'm here on Street too.
Really?
Yeah. But like, maybe instead of hearts, you could give her just likes, just thumbs ups.
Carol, does she go to the Blue House and
Yeah, the Blue House. You know about the Blue House. I didn't... Wait a minute. What? You've been hanging out with her at the Blue House?
No, I hardly even fucking know her, dude. I don't think I've liked anything she's had on Facebook for like a couple months. What are you talking about?
Well, it's just weird that you're heart and everything, and like on some of her photos, you're writing, sexy, and stuff like that.
No, that's not me.
Yes, it is. It's your name. You have a weird last name. Who else would it be?
I don't know. I'll delete her if you want me to, if you're that uptight.
Oh, no, no, it's fine. I'm not the jealous type. It's just a little weird. I was just...
Yeah, okay.
I mean, just maybe for yourself, because you look kind of creepy.
Just tell me, when was last time I even liked something on her post?
Oh, I think you're doing it today, weren't you?
No.
Oh, I don't know. We get a lot of neighbors liking all our stuff. Bunch of weirdo creep people.
Well, I'm not a weirdo people. Do I even know you?
I don't know. Like maybe I don't think we've met personally. Apparently, you hang out
You're
with my
on
wife.
Street.
Yeah. Just a little ways down the road. In the pink house.
Pink house. I'm right up by the Avenue Mall. Where are you at?
I don't know. Maybe like a mile away.
You're not on Street then?
Well, no, I think it is Street. I don't know. I'm bad. I have depth perception issues.
Are you right off of Trenton?
Yeah. Anyway, how come you just keep writing sexy on the photos?
That's not me. I don't write anything on her posts. Well, I liked some of her posts. Like was she painting her house, painting the inside of your house a couple months ago?
Yeah, that's her. And you weren't just liking them. You were hearting them. You were hearting like every single picture. You're going back
Okay, dude. I think I'm just going to take her off of my Facebook then. This is fucking bullshit.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. It's fine. You know, I'm not...
Well, maybe I do have to do that.
I mean, I understand you're scared of me and everything, but you don't... I'm not scared
of you at all. I just don't like uptight fucking people calling me on the phone, that's all.
Well, maybe they wouldn't call you on the phone if you didn't heart all their wife's posts like that, because it's just a little weird. It's a little creepy.
I can't even remember the last time I liked something that she posted.
It's not me. She was just worried that you're being such a weirdo to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to... Your name is Carol Perry? Her name is Carol Perry?
Yeah, yep, that's her. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to look on her thing there. Maybe somebody's cloned me or something and liking her shit because...
Oh, you don't have to deny it. You don't have to deny it, dude.
I can't remember. Hey, I can't remember the last time I even saw anything she posted, let alone liked it or made a comment.
Oh, well, probably because you're just like hearting all the girls' posts, trying to get some.
No, don't go start insinuating that I like all the posts that girls put on Facebook. That's
well,
bullshit.
You know, like I know a lot of guys are like that.
Yeah. And okay.
If you're,
well,
you're just going
whatever.
Through.
Whatever. Huh?
You're just going through.
I don't know
and,
if you feel like you've accomplished something by calling me.
Well,
I
you
got,
said you're going to defriend
no
her. But...
I got no hots on your wife whatsoever.
Oh,
okay?
No, it'd be fine if you do. I mean, I cheat on her all the time. Like, I'm not trying to say that's not an option or anything.
You
it's
cheat
just...
on her all the time, and but it's okay, but then you're calling me all uptight about me liking something on her.
Well, it's a little weird because, you know, we've got our own family and everything, and you're all creeping on her Facebook posts and stuff. And be like, sexy.
Well, whatever. Right, I got shit to do, okay?
Like what? Like other people's posts?
No, I got shit to do around my house here. I'm done talking to you.
You got to do some internetting around the house?
Whatever. It's none of your business what I'm doing around my house.
Okay. Well, no, okay? I'm just making conversation. Jeez. Settle down, dude.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. I hope you have a nice...
Yeah, you too. Bye.
I was not expecting guys to react this way. It's like I caught them or something. Like, they know they're creeping on females' photos and stuff. And they're like, oh shit, I didn't expect her husband to call me. Crap, crap, crap.
Hi, you've reached Toys. We're currently playing helping customers with toys right now, but we'd love to chat with you. You can always reach us by email at customerservice@.net or send us a message or chat via our website at www..net. If you prefer, you can leave us a voice message and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. Remember, it's always a great day to play.
Wow, that was a great voicemail.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
May I ask who's calling?
Sure, it's Roy from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
I'm the one, my son, he got his arm in a cast the other day.
I must have missed that.
Oh, no, you saw it on Facebook. You hearted it.
No.
Yeah, because I thought that was a little weird that you would heart the photo where my son got hurt. What were you thinking?
I have not been on Facebook for weeks.
It's like you were happy that he hurt his arm. Oh, man.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. McInery.
Yes, that's Mr. McInery.
Oh, no, you're pronouncing it wrong. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, could you stop... Could you stop liking all of my wife's Facebook posts? It's a little weird.
Sure thing, man.
Because it's just getting it's getting awkward.
Sure thing, dude.
All right, pal.
Yeah.
Okay, Chief. Is Linda there?
Yep.
Put her on.
All right, hold on.
Somebody named Roy.
Excuse me?
Somebody named Roy.
Not anybody I know.
Okay.
Hey.
She don't want to talk to you.
Well, no, she didn't say that. She just said she didn't know me. I'm your neighbor. I live just down the street.
There's nobody named that on the street.
Yes, there is. Maybe you don't know all your neighbors.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yep.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the street from you on...
Okay.
I noticed that you hearted that photo of my son on Facebook yesterday where he broke his arm.
I didn't do that.
Oh, yes, you did. Like, what? Why are you doing that? Are you happy that he broke his arm?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't heart any photo.
Oh, it's a little weird that you're happy that my son broke his arm.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't know who this is.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, I love you.
You're weird.
Hello?
Hi, Kathy?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the road here a little bit.
Oh. Okay.
I'm the one, my son, last week, he broke his arm.
Okay, I'm it's not ringing a bell.
Oh, well, you liked the photo of it on Facebook.
Okay.
I was just wondering about that. Like, how come you're saying you liked that he broke his arm?
Wow. You know, I am just kind of lost. Where'd you get my phone number?
Oh, it was on Facebook.
My phone number's on Facebook?
Yeah, on the profile. It's like, has your number on there. I was just kind of perplexed by the likes on my son with his broken arm.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, it's just that you did the same thing like 5 years ago when our dog died, and you posted a like on
the
dog.
I would never do that. I would absolutely never do that. I'm sitting here with three of my dogs right now. And the neighbor down the road, what city are you calling from?
In the blue house.
Okay.
Glenn. I just maybe you just meant something differently by liking the photo. I'm kind of new to Facebook in a way. I don't get on there a whole lot. I've only been on there for 8 years. But
this blows me away. If you knew me at all, you would know that I would never like that somebody broke their arm or that your dog died.
Yeah, I just
I am absolutely perplexed and upset about this. Like, my phone number is on my profile.
Yeah, it's like there's those other emoticons now. Like, you know, there's the sad face you could have used. Do you think you could go on there and change it to a sad face or like a surprised face?
Like I say, I am flabbergasted and I don't know what you're talking about. If I could find that post, is it on the page or is it on the residence page?
We're just on my own personal feed. We're friends on there.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Roy?
Yeah. Yeah. You're always liking all my posts and stuff. Which is fine normally, I was just confused about liking the one about my son with his broken arm.
Of course I wouldn't do that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I don't think I even know you. What's your last name? I'll look it up on Facebook right now.
Zurbel.
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
It's Zurbel, like the little furry animal.
Gerbil, like gerbil.
Yeah, yeah.
I will look that up right now. I would never do that.
Okay, it's hard to read like emotions and stuff on the internets and I don't know, maybe you're just liking that I was posting something or whatever.
I don't know you I'm just perplexed by this and wondering if maybe I've been hacked or something, because this does not. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. And I certainly would never do that. This is the weirdest phone call I've ever gotten in my life.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a weird phone call. I was just confused. That's all. I can let you go.
All right.
Go back to your Facebook liking.
All right, Roy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Man, I kind of like talking to the guys better and telling them to stop liking my wife. Let's try another male name in here.
Hello, it's Ron.
Oh, hey, Ron. This is Roy from down the street, your neighbor.
Yep.
I was just wondering, can you stop liking my wife's Facebook post like that?
Stop liking your wife's Facebook post?
Yeah, well, stop hearting them. Like, you're hearting... She keeps posing in all these sexy photos, and you keep hearting them all?
No. Not unless somebody's hacked my account or something.
Oh, no, no, it's definitely you.
Yeah.
You're just, like, hearting all of her posts, like, even really old ones.
Ron...
Yeah, yeah, we're neighbors. I live just down the street from you on Lane.
Yeah. No. What's your wife's name?
Her name's Carol.
you.
So, okay.
I see six Ron Allens here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, are you just afraid to admit it because your wife's in the room?
No, I haven't been doing anything like that.
Well, yeah, of course you're going to say that if she's in the room. Maybe you could just do like a secret, I don't know, like I got to go check my car for something.
I'm telling you that I haven't done anything like that. Pull up the one you're talking about. And what does the profile picture look like?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on my phone, so I can't use Facebook. But
yours has a little baby in it.
Yeah, mine has me and my grandson together on my profile picture.
Yeah. Hers is like a sexy photo that shows a lot of her boobs, a lot of cleavage.
I haven't done anything like that.
Well, no, it's not you. It's like that's just what our profile picture is. Like lots of cleavage.
No, I'm saying
showing lots of skin.
I haven't done a like or anything like that to anyone.
Yeah. Well, no, you're commenting. You're like you're doing hearts and you're commenting. And you're
not.
And you're doing the kissy faces. The kissy face
it's
emoji.
Not me. I haven't done anything like that at all. It's not me.
Are you sure? Like, just ask your wife to leave the room for a second.
She doesn't have to leave the room. I'm telling you. Not at all.
Ah, okay. Oh, wait. No, this is Rob. Hey. Oh, okay. Oops.
I'm like, that ain't, haven't done anything like that at all.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Simple, honest mistake. Oopsie.
No problem. Okay, I'm back.
Can I talk to your wife now?
Hello?
Hey. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, baby. How's it hanging? Aw, oh, she doesn't want to flirt with me. Damn it. It only seemed fair, you know, he's hitting on my wife. Thought we could do some good old-fashioned swinging or something. I think that's where I'm going to end it today. Me hitting on an old lady and failing. Her just hanging up on me. Just like always. But thank you, G-Ad, for the idea. That was a lot of fun. I definitely got to come back to that one soon. This would be kind of fun as a live show. I should do this as a live show some night. And thank you, Reggie, for the list. I'm still calling off of a list where he gave me like over 1,000 names, which I will never get completely all the way through. It's mostly people out in the country, which is why I was telling someone I was a mile down the road from him earlier. But I guess that one was not in the country. And also thank you to Mongolian Guy. I called a few numbers off of one of your lists also. Thanks, everybody, for sending in the list to me and all the prank requests and stuff. Sorry it takes me forever to get to a lot of them. I try, though.
Is this emoji carrot left bracket? I'm called because you changed my phone number. And, I'm so confused. Would you please help me with that?
Sure thing.
He's the Mr. The Phone Company, right? The Phone Losers Company.
That's me. The Phone Company.
Hey, Brad. It's Rabbit here again. And hopefully I'm going to be the first person to let you know. Congratulations on 600 Snowplow Show episodes.
Oh, well, guess what, idiot? We're only on 594 today, so you're a little bit early. God damn it.
Whatever happened to your DeviantArt? Are you ever going to post there anymore?
No, probably not.
Well, that's all I've got for now. Toodles.
I don't even know my DeviantArt URL. I'm sure it's posted somewhere on some site.
Hi, Brad. It's Ryan Digital, and I found a fourth functioning payphone in my town. I hope it don't sound too bad.
Yeah,
I dialed
good.
The numbers on the payphone, and they were, like, stuck. Like, they had cum in them or something. I had to, like, push them really hard to get it to dial. I'm going to have to come back later.
When I come across that problem, I just lick the keypad. Directly, you know, just lick the keypad. Lick all that cum off of those buttons.
There's WD-40 in there. But anyways, here's a funny story about the telephone. So one day, I was sitting alone, minding my own business, and then the phone rang, and it said, scammer likely.
Oh, shit.
So I answered the phone, and I said, hello, like, hello? Like, funny like that. And the guy just started talking about his fucking bullshit off or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he did his little spiel, and then I just said, like, what? Oh, no, I said hello again, like, really sincere, like, hello? Like, I didn't hear anything. And he made this noise, like, just a noise, like he was just annoyed as fuck, and then he hung up the phone.
Aww.
And then, I don't know why, I just thought it was so fucking funny at the time. I just laughed all day. People were asking, like, hey, what the fuck are you laughing about? Like, the scammer called, and nobody understood why it was funny but me, but I laughed about it sometimes today, to this very day. Okay, goodbye.
People just don't understand sometimes that it's so funny to ruin someone's day.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin from Baltimore. Is there going to be a Pranksgiving this year? Thanks.
I think there is. I've not seen any official announcements about it. That's a Prank Call Nation madhouse thing, not really a me thing. But Carlito did ask me if I wanted to be a part of it. I told him I wasn't sure because I'm doing some stuff on Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'm going to be able to participate. But if I can't do like my own shift, I'll definitely be jumping in there with some other people at some point, I'm sure. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard an official announcement. I've missed the last couple of Dwight shows. So I don't know if he's been talking about it or not. That's probably the place you'd hear about it.
Hey, Roy. It's T-Falcon.
Hey,
I know
there.
It's been a long time since I've called in.
Yeah, what the hell? I've been worried sick.
Anyway, I was just calling to say that there's this business called Roman Stone Works that I think that we could definitely fuck with. And you could probably call them. Basically,
okay.
What happened was this guy got fired for posting a meme on his personal Facebook page.
Was it you?
Of Elmo taking a shit on the toilet, saying, I make a dime and my boss makes a dollar. I fucked that up. You get the idea. That's
God damn it.
That's why I shit on company time. Well, whatever. He got fired for that, and the internet's giving them
That's a good
shit.
Point, though.
And the boss even told the former employee that he's glad that his baby died. So fuck them. You should call in and ask if you can take a shit in the toilet or something. I don't know.
Okay.
anyway, I
right
love
on,
you, Roy.
Right
Bye.
On that. Bye, T-Falcon. I have not heard about that story.
Hey, it's Jax from the internet. I was just listening to your Zimbabwe prank call on a 91-year-old lady. I gotta say, man, you're gonna potentially give someone a stroke or a heart attack.
Oh, come on.
Over a prank call.
I made her day.
I don't think you should do some of those calls where you get people's blood pressure up if they're over a certain age. I just don't want to see anyone get hurt from these calls in a real way. That makes me a party pooper, but also I'm thinking of my grandma. Anyways, hang up the internet.
They can handle a phone call saying that their number's changed. And it gives them an excuse to call their loved ones and be like, oh my god, you won't believe what just happened. You know, old people, they get scam calls every day. My calls are refreshing. It's something new. It keeps their minds working in their old age. I'm extending their lives. These old people should be paying me for this stuff, you know?
Hey, Brad, it's Caleb. I'm from Kitchener-Waterloo.
Hey.
That's not too much information.
No,
I
say
I love
fine.
Your show. First time calling in. Yeah, love what you do.
Thanks.
Great work.
Thank you.
Hey, Brad, I was wondering if you ever had an idea to, like, sometimes you get these calls from these scam places, and then they actually have a number you can call back. I get these ones from student loans, or, like, they call and say they have, like, a Microsoft rebate and all this crap. Sometimes
yeah.
You call them back, and when I'm bored, sometimes I'll call and mess with them. Would you ever want or have a way that we can submit these numbers that you could call them back and waste their time all afternoon sometime?
That sounds like a fun show.
I was wondering about that. I know sometimes you don't like to have numbers posted in the Facebook group, but I was wondering if there's another way to get those to you. All right, thanks. Bye.
I'll just do like a 5-hour show of me wasting the time of scammers. Good times. Yeah, if you want to send anything to me, just go to snowplowshow.com/request, I think it is. Just go to snowplowshow.com and click on the request thing at the top of the page. People have sent me the numbers of scammers, you know, that showed up on their caller IDs. And then I go to call it, and of course, it's, you know, not really the scammer's number. Sometimes it is. Sometimes they just won't pick up at all. Just rings forever. But if you send it to me, I'll give it a try, probably, eventually.
Brad Carter! Dave Montgomery from Australia.
Hi.
How the hell are you?
Great.
Rick and I have been very busy. There have been bushfires up and down the east coast of Australia. We're coming into summer. Consistently 30 plus degrees, whatever that is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, who knows?
It's hot enough that I'm wearing a guy that's 132 kilos is wearing muscle t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone notices, maybe not for the right reason.
Yeah, okay.
I won't keep this vlog too long.
It's kind of long.
Just want to find out what the hell happened to the Hang Up the Phone show. Please come back to me. Please explain.
You know, you could have kept it shorter by just asking that. God damn it, Dave. It's enough with the damn small talk. I'm sure there's going to be more Hang Up the Phones. I'm positive, in fact. I've just been not doing them lately. I should get back to work on those Hang Up the Phone shows on Wednesday nights. I was actually working on stuff for the Payphone show, which is a part of the Hang Up the Phone show, last night on Wednesday night during Devin's show, getting some shit hooked up over there. I was going to try and maybe do a show last night, but I didn't get everything ready in time, so I'm just like, fuck it. But, you know, another Hang Up the Phone show will happen soon enough.
Hey, Brad. Dumpster love again.
Hey.
I was listening to the PLA 24/7 stream this morning, and I heard Legends prank, the Abra prank, and that was hilarious. Only issue is when you go, on your 11/08/2011, the irony of it all, there's no link to that prank. There's a link to everything else, and you can't even listen to the full show. So I was wondering if you could get me a link to that. Anyways,
no,
have a good night.
Probably not. I mean, come on, it's from 2011. I probably don't even know where to find that. And the show archives for the old phone show have been broken for a while now. Sorry about that. I have a hard enough time keeping the Snowplow show stuff up. But Legend, he used to really harass those Abra people. Like, he would just call them constantly, it seemed like. And then I remember calling up Abra and getting them to give me some customer phone numbers. And we pranked actual Abra customers back then. That was kind of fun. I have no idea where those calls are. Maybe on the torrent. Oh yeah, if you want the phone show archives, they're on the torrent. Phonelosers.com/torrent. That's where to find them.
Hello, this is DJ Hot Tunes calling from an undisclosed location in North Korea.
Hello.
I want to apologize for last week's incident. But no the bigger problem. Point I want to get to is a lot of people have prank call suggestions, and most of our suggestions suck. But it'd be cool, maybe we can vote on a suggestion, like you're making up ridiculous calls to HOA or something, and we get to vote on the punchline, like,
yeah, that would
you know,
be cool.
What you think someone poisoned someone's kid with. Was it peanuts? Was it anthrax? Was it something else?
Well,
we can vote on Facebook if some of us aren't cool enough to make it to your live stream. That's all. No music today. I think I'm going to take a break from the music thing. It hasn't been working out.
Okay, so, great.
Have a nice night.
Thanks. Now, I completely agree. I would love to have a voting system like that. That's kind of the idea behind the prank call idea factory in the PLA Discord, where everybody can just post their ideas for prank calls in that channel. But the only problem is there's no way to vote, or there's no way to sort the ideas by the number of votes or whatever, or the number of reactions to each idea or whatever. I would love to set up a voting system. If anyone has any good ideas for a system that would work for that, like some kind of WordPress plugin where everybody could add their own stuff and people could vote on it. It sounds like it'd be a lot of work, though. I doubt there's anything that's just perfect for that kind of a thing, but maybe. I don't know. I've been wanting to do that for a while. It'd be kind of cool. That's the last voicemail, so the show is over. Thanks, everybody, for leaving voicemails. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Synth Head, Rhino Knife, Anigal 009, Timothy L., and Ryan Jardina. If anyone else would like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. $5 a month gets you an extra show every week called the Hobo Sode. I did one yesterday. I can't even remember at this point what I did. It's been so long. Or maybe that was the day before yesterday. I don't know. I did one this week, though.
I had a rough day, but that's life. It happens. Woke up on a dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kind of hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit, but I can't quit. So I'm hiding in the basement, holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warden, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. The better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
And I would never in my life put ever